views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now. Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Jen, and welcome to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I am so excited to be here with you today. And as you can see in the screen, we have a special guest today. This is my great friend, Dennis Sieb. Welcome, Dennis. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Really excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited. I really am excited to chat with you today. This is special in so many ways, right? Because we're going to talk about caregiving and the role that you have as a caregiver. But before we get into that, it's just, you know, caregiving can be so many blessings, so many burdens, right? Obstacles and a lot to overcome. And when I was you and I had been talking about doing this interview for a little bit now. So I started going in and doing some research, and I was surprised to find out that 34.2 million Americans, I'm just going to read the statistic here, 34.2 million Americans provide unpaid care to an adult 50 or over just alone in this past year. And that's a big number. I did not expect it to be that high. And that's only, this is 50 and over. So we're talking about almost double that number when we bring in different age groups and different situations. So to get us started, share with me, I want to learn and I want our audience to know a little bit about you, about who you are, the roles you play. So our audience members might know it as the hats we wear, right? In our life in any given day. And those roles and hats change, of course. But who are you today? What are all the hats that you wear and the roles that you play?
Well, I'm a son. I'm a husband. Yeah. I am a father. I'm a friend. I'm a business owner. I'm a really good fisherman. I am a writer. And I am also a caregiver.
Okay. And who are you a caregiver for?
I am blessed with the responsibility of being a caregiver for my mother, who is fast approaching 96. Wow. And I'm also a legal guardian for my youngest sister, who has Down syndrome, she just turned 54.
Okay. And I have seen pictures of Mom. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever seen pictures of your sister, but your mom does not look 96. She looks amazing. And she's a spitfire, right? She's right. Got tenacity.
Yes. She still has a lot of spirit, which is that excites me. When we get together, we still know how to push each other's buttons. And that excites me. The day that doesn't happen is the day it's really going to be sad for me. So I always joke that my mom is really glad to see me come to visit, and she's even happier when it's time for me to leave.
You know what? You bring up a really good point, because what that tells me about Mom is that Mom still has a form of independence, even though, right, what's frustrating for who we caregive for is sometimes They have their independence in spirit, right? But they don't have their independence in faculties or physicalness, right?
Correct.
Which to share with me, do you think that's part of the obstacles or part of the struggles? Because you have this spitfire, you know, pushing back at you, mm-hmm. who some days wants to be cared for, some days doesn't want to be cared for.
Correct.
So would you share with me a little bit about that? And just give me a little bit of background also. Before we jump into that, tell me a little bit how mom got to where she is and how you got into the role of caregiver, because you have siblings.
Right. Okay, one second.
Oh, yay.
There's Shannon.
Awesome. That's so awesome.
So I wanted you to see that.
I love that.
So I have two brothers and I have five sisters.
Okay.
Number six out of eight. I'm a twin. My dad died 1987, so 30 some years ago.
Okay.
When my younger sister was born, Shannon, that was the time frame, or the mindset was, when someone's born with Down syndrome, mm-hmm. you just send them to the state hospital. Mm-hmm. I'm from North Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota. That was the mindset in the 50s. So my parents, of course, did not do that. And they raised Shannon with all the love and care that they did with all of us kids. Shannon, because of that initial fear that was put into my parents, mm-hmm. first and foremost, my parents, their primary goal for Shannon above everything was that she always be safe. Okay, above almost everything else, maybe even some activities, maybe some things that she could be doing, they wanted her to be safe. So mm-hmm. she lived with my mom until my mom could no longer care for Shannon or care for myself. And that happened December 27th, 2013.
Okay.
My mom left her apartment that day, went to the hospital, to the emergency room, and we knew that was the last day mom would be at her apartment. And we knew that would be the last day that mom was caring for Shannon.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but just share with me, do you guys in that moment, you realize it, right? Does it become a point of conversation, or can you guys put your emotional needs aside and say, we got to talk about this later. Let's make sure mom's okay.
Yes, because see, when there's a crisis, so I can speak from my experience. There's all hands on deck. Okay. This conversation regarding my mom and Shannon had been going on for 20 years or more.
Okay.
But you want to protect mom's dignity. You want to protect Shannon's dignity. The out of towners, which is a chapter in one of my books, when they come to town, they want to have fun with mom. Mom wants to put on her best show. So they're not interested in having those conversations. And when the out-of-towners come, it's kind of respite for those that are close. So mm-hmm. it's kind of a break for us. So it's something might happen. You 100% know what's going to happen.
Okay.
So it's about mitigating. It's going to be a crisis. Okay.
Yep.
And you can attach whatever definition you want, mm-hmm. but it's about how to manage that crisis, or how to mitigate that crisis. So in our situation, when that happened, all hands were on deck. Because so over the next 6 weeks, or even a couple of months, while we worked with federal and state and local agencies to find a place for Shannon to live, Shannon lived with different siblings.
Okay.
People took on that role for a part of a time. Okay.
Okay, so in that 20-year time frame, someone, and just me knowing your personality, it was probably you, but someone has to take the primary role of, we need to sit down and talk about this. We need to have a plan in place.
Correct.
Okay, so for our caregivers out there, that's an important point to bring up, that someone's got to, you know, I always say, it's like, you know, talking about the issue in the room that nobody wants to talk about,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Okay, I love that.
Somebody has to step up.
Yeah.
And And if you're looking around wondering who it is, okay, and you can't see who it is, mm-hmm. it's you, okay?
I like that.
If you're also not sure, if the sibling, you know, if you have several siblings, more, you know, your parents, or in this case, my mom, she made the selection. I'm not the oldest boy, okay? We're from a traditional Catholic family where the oldest boy should be doing something, or the oldest person, who happens to be one of my sisters, mm-hmm. should be doing something. Those roles are a complete illusion in my experience. They had nothing to do with nothing. You find out you can lead from anywhere, at any point, at any time. And sometimes you are thrown into that role. Sometimes you are asked to be in that role.
So during that time, can you trace back in that's a long time. That's 20 years. Did you start to have some emotions come up? Like, I don't want this to be me. I want this to be my oldest brother. What does this mean for me? What did any of that come up, or because you're not in the crisis, it wasn't thought about?
I think that the traditional roles were still kind of in my mind. My brother was kind of taking on some of those roles. One of my sisters was very close to my mom. I mean, lived in town, lived close to my mom. She had a schedule and a connection with my mom where she was doing a lot of those types of things. So it kind of looked like it may have been one of my brothers, or it may have been one of my sisters. But we knew it wasn't going to be any of the out-of-towners.
Okay.
We flat out knew it wasn't. And one of the in-towners, it was likely it wasn't going to be, be one of them either.
Okay. All right. So you're in the hospital.
Right.
You realize now that this is it.
Right.
What happens then?
Well, then everybody who can come home does come home. And then we start planning. We start, okay, how do we get mom out of her apartment? How do we move mom out of her apartment? Where is she going to stay? You know, we're going to find a skilled nursing care facility. Who's going to start looking at that? We've got expertise in my family dealing with health, finding out what exactly is, you know, wrong with my mom. Is she just physically exhausted? Has her medications gotten her where she's confused? What is it? Who can take on the role? I mean, your spouses can take on significant roles as well. And this is the time where all hands on deck, whoever has expertise, whoever wants to help, allow them to step up. Sometimes when you step back, it allows others to step up.
Absolutely.
And take on some of that responsibility.
I love that. Dennis, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to dive into, during that time of crisis, right? It's almost like whose hand is going up to step into the leader. So when we come back, we'll talk about that. This is Thrive by Jen Radio on transformationtalkradio.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. If you're just tuning in, this is my good friend, Dennis Sieb, and we are having, I just love this conversation, Dennis, because it's about caregivers and the emotions, the roles, what we go through, what happens. Where we left off before commercial break, I just wanted to hear from you. You know, mom is in crisis, you know, life is about to change. And how do you how does a family talk about who's going to step up and lead?
Okay. So we do have a family meeting, and we realized it, we did it on the phone, whoever was together. And it was amazing how we did it because we agreed we wanted spirited conversation. That meant people really cared. But what we did is we identified three priorities. So whatever was brought up, if it didn't meet whatever idea, whatever concept, whatever thought, if it didn't meet one of those three criteria, mm-hmm. it automatically was dismissed. That way, it took away from anybody having a fear of suggesting an idea. And it also took away any kind of power struggle or someone saying, that's not a good idea. Because I don't think so. I don't care what you think. I care if, you know, our outcome is for mom. Okay. Yes. So, and if it meets those three criteria, then let's explore it further and see what happens. And that worked really well.
Awesome. Okay. I love that input for our listeners. You said it best when you and I were chatting before. So the crisis has happened. What happens after the crisis?
Okay. Many people go about their regular business. The out-of-towners leave. They got to get back to their work, their school, taking care of their kids, their life. They're hundreds of miles away or thousands of miles away. Their phone calls diminish, the texts diminish, the emails diminish. It becomes a new normal for the people in that role. And we got to choose how that looks like. I mean, it's like I say, these are my circumstances. What am I going to do about it? I learned that I tried to fight it for a long time. Instead, then I surrendered to it. Surrendering is not giving up. It's giving in. It's allowing. It's allowing because this is so much greater than me or my ability or my capacity. Once I chose to become a vessel, I mean, I realized I became compassionate purely for the sake of being compassionate and no other reason. I became kind purely for the reason of being kind and for no other reason, for no other outcome, for no hope, not to make things make me look good or feel good. It's so much of it was how I was raised. I was simply a reflection of how my mom and dad raised me and how we were brought up. Does it make it fun all the time? Does it make it easy all the time? Do I want to pull my hair out? Does it make my hair stand straight up sometimes? Yes.
For sure. Did you pray? Now, you mentioned before that you were raised Catholic. So in this process, did you do a lot of praying? Did you seek God? Did you ask for help?
Yes, because I heard a quote one time, sometimes using all your strength means asking for help. So it means help from physical, but it also means supernatural. It's like, Lord, you put me into this role. Okay. It's beyond my understanding, beyond my capability. I wasn't the smartest one in the family. I wasn't the most educated. I didn't have the background necessarily or the experience, but it was clearly I was chosen. Okay. It wasn't given to me. It wasn't from lack of default. It was, I look at caregiving, my experience was a divine calling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's beautiful.
That's the mindset that I took on. So I can learn to grow through this and expand through this. Because like I said to you before, burdens and blessings, those words begin and end with the same letters. I get to choose which word I want to spell based on my thoughts, based on my emotions, based on my actions.
Is this how you move through the crisis?
Yes. Right. Because so many people, what I've also found in my experience is they stay in that crisis mode. Mm. And when you stay in that crisis mode past the crisis, guess what? Nobody wants to talk to you. Nobody wants to listen to you. Nobody wants to be your friend. And there's no reason to stay in that other than we don't even realize it because we're so focused on that. And then there is that next level. There is that next layer to work through and to expand through and grow.
And do you think that you've taken those blessings? Because it's about us growing, right? It's
correct.
We're not promised an easy life.
No.
And we do our best growing through our trials.
Right.
And so do you share with me a little bit and with our listeners about as you were learning, you were going through the crisis, as you were learning, as you were growing, did you take that into other roles in your life? Did you take that into the other hats you were wearing?
Yeah, it by nature is going to spill over into your relationship. If you're married, it's going to spill over, you know, if you have children, it's going to spill over in your work life. It is a product of all of the hats, of all the hats that you wear. And I realized that there's a difference between servanthood and servitude. Okay. And there's a difference between caregiving and people pleasing. The difference may be subtle, but the outcome is so significant. What became paramount for me is self-care. My mom is getting wonderful care where she's at, and I am a watchdog to make sure that happens. But I also learned that I needed to take care of myself, my mind, my body, my spirit, in all components and all facets in order to do the best for her.
You bring up an extremely important point because I want to name it based on what a lot of the population call it, and that's guilt.
Right.
So share with us, what did you do to get through the guilt? What did you do to say to yourself that self-care is important versus, you know, staying 7 days, right? 7 days a week with mom,
mm-hmm.
or 7 days a week with your sister, you
right.
know?
Right.
What were some of the things that you did that our listeners can take away with, like, you know what, I could start doing that today?
Okay. Well, no matter how often I go see my mom, she's still like a master manipulator. I will visit with her and I will give her like a football game. I will give her a 5-minute warning and a 2-minute warning. And then she's like, well, wait a minute, I just have one more question. And we kind of play this dance and it's okay. But I stop the music. Okay. I chose, you know, I'm going to come back, Mom. You have a life. This is your new life here. Mm-hmm. I'm here to love you and support you, but I cannot replace you. You are 96. You have these health conditions. You have these challenges. Okay. I can support you and encourage you at that role, but I cannot do the replacing. Mm. So I learned to take care of myself. And can I talk to you about this? I call it my list of ADLs.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I was going to bring that up to you. Okay. I love that list. So please share.
Okay. And I'm going to read off of this because ADLs is actually personal care and mobility activities that are performed and necessary for independent living and used as a reference in the healthcare community. Mm-hmm. They are feeding, dressing, bathing, moving from a bed to a chair, also called transferring, toileting, and walking. The ability to perform these functions will determine a level of care your loved one will need, okay? This determination will be handled by experienced medical professionals who have years of expertise behind them. So that's for the care for my mom, her activities of daily living, okay? Mm-hmm. I came up with my own activities of daily living, so I am living the best life that I possibly can. And my list is based around hydration, nutrition, exercise, and sleep. My list is centered around physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual activities. So can I read you my list?
Yeah, I would love it.
This is my list. And so I wake to prayer, okay? And I take time to pray throughout the day. That's number one on my list, okay? I shower and shave, and I get dressed for the day. I enjoy a cup of coffee. I prepare and enjoy healthy meals. Okay. I serve my clients. I get 8 hours of sleep. I work out 4 or 5 times a week. I show gratitude throughout the day and I practice breathing exercises. Those are my 10 activities of daily living that are as natural to me now as breathing in and breathing out. I don't have to look at my list anymore.
Yeah, you just know it.
I just know it, yeah.
But it was important in the beginning, right? You keep that handy. You keep that with you.
I actually had boxes where I checked. Yeah. Monday awesome. Through Saturday, I had all those boxes. So I would, looking back to see where I was.
I love that. We're going to take a quick commercial break, Dennis. When we come back, I want to just talk a little bit about, I'm hearing a lot of perspective change, which I think is so important for our listeners to hear. And when we get back from commercial break, we'll talk about that. You're listening to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Awesome.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's 5 most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I am with my good friend Dennis Sieb, and we're having an awesome conversation on the caregiving role. But I feel, Dennis, like it's so much more than that, because this is the you being thrusted into the caregiving role brings up so many emotions and so many situations and blessings and burdens. But this is a change in life. This was something that changed in your life, right? It changed in your family's life.
Yes.
But this really can be anything. This, right? This can be anything for us. This can be any change. What you have done to move yourself through the crisis can really be applied to any situation in life. But I do want to say, we will talk a little bit, something comes to my mind about a little bit more specific for the caregiver, but you said something before that resonated with me. You said that your perspective with your family, you are one of the youngest, you're not the oldest, and your perspective was that your brother would probably take on the role, or an older sibling would take on the role of caregiver when the time came. And now, after the crisis, your perspective is now you are the caregiver, but now your perspective is that this has been a true calling. This has been a blessing.
Yes.
You're moving yourself through it with different activities and different things for your mindset. But talk to me, because perspective is so important in this role as well as in life, and right, how we look at things, what we focus on, we find. So share with me a little bit about now your perspective, what you've done to change your perspective to look at this. Is this has been a beautiful blessing. You've grown spiritually, right? You've grown as a son, as a father, as a husband, as a human, as someone who is spiritual with God. Share with me a little bit and with our listeners about that.
Well, just to give you perspective, I was born like 20,900 days ago. Okay. The odds or the likelihood that you and I would be speaking today, is that 0% or is that 100%? Okay. There is no explanation that you and I mean, it wasn't like a year ago or 6 months ago or December 27, 2013, I thought I would be having this conversation with you. So you realize there are things at work that are so beyond our understanding. As long as we accept it and allow things to flow through our lives. So much of, you know, we have these mindsets or these beliefs based on just things we like tradition, but they may be based on nothing other than what somebody may have said to us a long time ago. And now I realize and I look and it's like, I call it like the tipping point. And it's like, let's find out what I'm capable of doing. Okay? When I decide to become a vessel, when I decide to get, you know, when you get your plumbing cleaned, how everything flows, or if you do certain activities and the pipe clogs, okay, let's see what happens. Let's see what I'm capable of doing when I choose to become a vessel. And it's beyond measure for me. My mom's been, you know, has been in the nursing home now for over 4 years. Her health got so much better, and she, you know, she's still a very healthy 96-year-old. The relationship, I was with her yesterday, and I heard a story for the first time. And I said, I don't know why, we were sitting outside, and she saw someone riding a bike. And I said, did you have a bike? And she said, yeah. And she said, but I was the only one in the family. I think I was the only one my parents trusted or something like that. And it was like, you still find out something new. And she had a relative pass away. So I gave her the information on it. And then she was reading it. And she said, I could tell you stories all day about these people. And they're people that I've never met. And my mom is a great storyteller and is still full. She still has information to give. Yeah. And to share. So who's getting the benefit out of this? Yeah. Okay. You know, when you, if there were a way to measure, it's like, I'm the one that's getting the most out of this. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I can say that today. I don't know that I'll say that tomorrow. I certainly didn't feel that way 3 or 4 years ago, but when I made my shift, my tipping point and said, all right, I'm not going to fight this. I'm going to surrender to it. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens. And it's been remarkable. And here you and I are talking today.
Yeah. So like a real declaration about how you are going to approach this and just share though, right? This is a muscle. This is, you know, our listeners need to understand that this is a muscle. This doesn't, you know, sometimes, you know, I'll get the question, right? How are you so positive? And it's a muscle that I've activated, that I choose to work because my decision and like what I'm hearing from you is you don't want to feel bad.
No, it's, we are 100% at choice at the emotions we want to attach to something. Okay. So I heard this quote this summer and this person, they were talking about situation and it said, does this need my love or my judgment? Mm. Okay? And ever since then, 100% of the time, those situations have needed my love. They've never needed my judgment. Okay. So just that perspective, because I could have given my judgment and 20 bishops would have testified on my behalf, understanding my judgment. Where would it have gotten me?
Does it get you, right? Yeah. Where does it get you?
Where does it get you? It doesn't get you anywhere. It gets you more stuck.
Yeah.
It gets you more in a rut.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. You know, that you bring up a good point too. What sticks in my mind is, so let's go back again to guilt and you creating activities that you go through in a day that keep you going, that keep you focused on, right? What we focus on, we find. You're focused on finding the blessing. You're focused on growing. You're focused on it being a great situation for you. And in turn, right, you it can't help but become a great situation for your mom because you have this perspective of you want joy. You want you, mm-hmm. right? So in turn, if you want joy, right. You want others to have that joy. But that guilt creeps in. And it's I just want to share with our listeners, how do you do it all? Like how, right, how do you be all your roles? How do you and not say like I wish I could do more, or should I be doing more? Should I be with my mom 5 days a week, not 3 days a week? What do you do for that?
Okay, I'm going to give you a perfect answer to that. Okay, I go to see my mom 3 or 4 days a week. I have a brother that lives about 5 hours away. He comes back a couple of times a year. Okay, and I may wonder and I say, what is he thinking? Why does he only do that? Okay. Yeah. Then I can attach judgment to that and then wonder what's up with that. Okay. Right. But then also he could say, Dennis, you live 5 minutes from mom. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you going over there mm-hmm. every day? Okay. So who's right? It doesn't matter. So you make up your mind, you decide what works for you. What I do is I focus on the next right aligned action, mm-hmm. whether it be something I do at work, mm-hmm. whether it be something I do for my marriage, whether it be one of my activities of daily living, but I'm fully present at what I'm doing. And if I'm not, I've got, I snap my fingers, I've got a power move to get me back into state to mm-hmm. stay focused. Because if I'm not thinking about exactly what I'm working on, then I'm no good mm-hmm. for anybody. So I focus on the next right aligned action. And that's practice. That because our mind wants to wander. And, you know, one of the worst places to be, and I've been there, but it's a stopping point. It's not a destination. It's a place you go past. Is overwhelmed or is like feeling no matter what I'm doing, I feel like I should be doing something else. That's mm-hmm. that's a horrible place to live. It's a horrible place mm-hmm. to visit. Yeah, and when you're sure. there, walk in, realize you're there and walk back out and say, what should be my next action?
I love that. So really you're honing in on that feeling that's going through your body.
Correct.
Right. And for our listeners, I really want you to focus on that because we know that direction, right? We know what our actions are causing us to feel. So in turn, right, when you just say to yourself, you make that decision, like, nope, this is not good. Mm-hmm. This is not a good feeling.
Right.
I'm going to change
right.
the behavior, right, to give me that better feeling.
Well, I ask 100 kids, what do they want to be when they grow up? I don't think any of them are going to say busy. I don't think any of them are going to say overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So why as adults, when I ask you, how are you? Busy. Oh, good. No, that's not good. Busy is,
yeah.
Oh, it's
like, yeah.
How are you? I'm overwhelmed. Well, okay. You chose to be overwhelmed. You yeah. that is a choice. You can, all the hats that, in my experience that I've been blessed with, I have been able to manage them in a way that serves others to the highest good. Mm, not all the time, but when I'm off track, boy, I know how to get back on track. It's that awareness. It's realizing, hey, I'm off track.
Yeah, you know, for doing sure.
this, hey, I'm off track.
For
I'm
sure.
I'm a good day. Hey, I'm off track. How do I get
yeah.
back?
Yeah. How do I get back? I love that. We're going to take a quick short break, Dennis. When we get back, I want to read, Dennis wrote this amazing, it's called The Caregiver's Creed that I want to read to everybody. And right after this short break, you're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio. This is my great friend, Dennis Sieb, and we've been having a conversation about caregivers. Now, this isn't about caregiving. Dennis and I both wanted to share with you tools, and which I think, Dennis, you've done an awesome job about putting in some things in a place that people can do today if you're in a caregiver role. And I just want to read, this is something that Dennis wrote and it's beautiful. It's called The Caregiver's Creed. I am not looking for your pity. I am not after your praise. I am simply doing my best. That is how I was raised. It is not about obligation. It is not about sacrifice. It is not about duty. It is about doing what is right. Many times we may quarrel. Many times we may disagree and get mad. Let's choose to let that go and focus on the need at hand. It's an honor and a privilege. It's a blessing, not a chore. It's about love, grace, and compassion, and oh, so much more. It's beautiful. And it's when I read that, what also came to my mind, and it's something that we haven't talked about that we're going to cover it now in the last part of the show is what about serving the out-of-towners? What about serving the people who are your siblings who aren't involved?
Okay. So I wrote that poem December 27th, 2013, the day my mom
went. Wow, that was.
So it was, yeah, that was not me. I mean, that's way beyond, my understanding of my capacity. So, but that was beautiful. You reading that. So thank you. So. Yeah, I want to see, you know, after the crisis, the out-of-towners, they still want to be, my experience, they still want to be part of things. They want to be informed. And I used to send like a lot of emails saying, this is what's going on with mom, or this is what's happened, or she'd have a quarterly care conference. And I found out that one sibling would respond back, okay. I found out two of them didn't read it. And then one of my siblings would ask like 10 questions. Mm-hmm. And then it bothered me from all facets. It bothered me that my sister, because I gave a bunch of information and she still wanted more. And then the okay, I chose that to mean it's like, why are you sending me this? Mm-hmm. And the other two didn't even read it. Or they would call me and it's like, well, didn't you read the email? And so it's like I allowed all these outside influences to affect me. And so I changed my perspective and said, I'm going to write this like somebody writes the newspaper. They provide this information, and then the reader can choose to do with it what they like. And so when I would send these updates out, I don't send out nearly as many. Mm-hmm. And when I do, I may send a funny story, that type of thing. My mom, we'd spend another hour just about funny stories and interactions with her. But now when I write it, I will put the information in there, and then I will say, this is all the information I have regarding this today. So I no longer get the additional, you know, the additional questions, because they, you know, part of it is like this, you know, a mind plays tricks on you thinking, okay, I never hear from them. Mm-hmm. So that means they don't care.
Sure.
You know, how do I know that? How do they know they're not praying for me? They're not praying for my mom. They're not, you know, my mom can't talk on the phone anymore because of her hearing. Mm-hmm. It's very challenging. If I'm there, I will call them and she will have a short conversation with them. They will. My one sister writes her all the time when I go see my mom. That's the first thing my mom does is show me her mail. And it's just something about her dog, or, you know, maybe they went to the car wash today. It doesn't matter, right. But it's that connection. So
sure.
I let go of what the outer towners were thinking, mm-hmm. feeling, how they were behaving, because I was just attaching my thoughts to it. And those were my thoughts, but that doesn't mean they were right or they were correct. So I let that go. I said, as the caregiver for my mom, who is the closest, who has the access, this is how I'm going to choose to respond to it. And I managed my expectations by letting go of any expectations I have. I don't care if two of them don't read it. I provided
that's there,
them,
right?
You
know, yeah.
When someone writes the paper or you write an article, you don't care. I mean, if somebody chooses to read it or how they choose to interpret it, that's not my role or my responsibility. And just letting go of stuff like that, you see how that frees me up to do things for myself that
sure.
that matter, that take,
absolutely.
You know, I was giving away energy that was serving no one. So now I'm serving them in a way that serves us all.
I love that. And just talk a little bit more though, because you bring up an important point, is that when we make up these stories, right? When we sit down and have these thoughts that don't serve us, mm-hmm. they take up a lot of energy.
Right.
So then in turn, then what's the next conversation? Oh, I'm too tired to work out today.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Mom right. is aggravating me.
Mm-hmm.
It just puts us in a place that I say to my clients, it's like walking uphill and you're adding rocks to your backpack.
Right.
Yeah. Just start taking out the rocks.
Right.
And you'll see how much easier it becomes.
You won't even bring the backpack with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when your hands are full or your hands are like this, how are you going to receive the blessings from above?
Yeah,
you know, when
sure.
you got your fists like that, you can't. No. So just have them open, you know, let them. So that
makes a big difference.
That's made a huge, just that one shift just freed up so much time and so much space, because my thoughts are just my thoughts. So I can change them and say, you know, I provided this information. It made me feel really good mm-hmm. to provide this information. That was my reward. That was my gift. I don't know anything beyond that is a bonus. I don't need anything beyond that. I did what I felt was right. That was within my
yeah.
capacity, with my capability. And it's so freeing. Just think about your next action. What can I do? That's going, my outcome is freedom, inner peace, mm-hmm. joy, mm-hmm. service, gratitude. Are these actions bringing me closer to those or taking me further away from? Mm-hmm. Are these thoughts taking me closer to these or taking me further away from? So it's about awareness, okay?
Yes.
Awareness, then acceptance without judgment, okay? Mm-hmm. That can lead to aligned, focused action.
Mm-hmm.
So, AAA.
I love that. You've had so many good aha moments today, so many takeaways for our listeners. I just want to read, we went back and forth on Messenger about this before, but I just want to read this for our listeners. And we talked about this, right? Scripture It's James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, and it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." And I just feel that you've done such an amazing job showing everybody this, because this was about you. This was about the caregiver.
Right.
This was about right from 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. This has been a journey, you know, and these journeys, they can last a long time.
Right.
So this isn't about a destination.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about the processes that we go through, and like you've said it best, right? We go through them with the blessing we pick, right?
Right.
Blessings and burdens. They begin the same, they end the same. You choose whether it's a blessing or a burden.
Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome.
And ultimately, it's not about you. It's about what you do.
Yeah.
And what, and allowing the Holy Spirit to flow through you.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for being here with us today. It's been, it's, you know, I mean, you and I talk all the time, and it is such an honor, and it is amazing, right? This has been one in a million that we would connect and talk on this topic. For our listeners out there, we'll go on to Transformation Talk Radio on the Facebook page, and I'm actually going to post the Caregiver's Creed because it's so beautiful. And if you have any questions, leave them for us there. We'll hop on, we'll answer. And again, thanks so much, Dennis.
Thank you. Bye.
This has been Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzelop.com.